Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Live, Dripping Rainforest. In this file, we are going to travel to one of those beautiful old rainforests, where it always rains a little because the humidity simply allows water to gather on the leaves high up in the trees, dripping down like an almost continuous soft shower. Old forests like that are full of life, full of secrets, and they might be in all kinds of places. Now, while you listen, while you allow me to take you on a journey into this place, this dripping rainforest, I will do my best to include you on this wondrous adventure, this soft, sweet environment that will keep you safe and warm for now. It's very difficult to describe everything at once. So close your eyes and let's focus first on the sound. The sounds closest to you are those of drops hitting the earth beneath you. There's a soft sound of drops hitting leaves above you, and then of course yielding that water a little further down until step by step each little drop travels down to the ground. And the more you can hear every drop dripping down, the more your perception expands into the forest. High above you, there's a soft rustling of leaves, wind brushing through the branches and the leaves that dance ever so slightly just beyond your sight. Their sound like a gentle blanket resting and separating the rest of the world from what is beneath. While the drops play a music of irregular rhythm, the rustling of the leaves is more like a soft, continuous sound that provides a backdrop to your world right now. The more focused you become, the more you hear from the distance. Creatures and critters near the ground that let themselves be heard as they seek communication. The sound of frogs croaking far away. And from above, birds that sing deep in the distance. Once you have the whole soundscape ready for your mind, it is time to open your mind's eyes and look around. The warmth of the rainforest keeps you safe, and as soon as you move, a drop could land on your hand and blank you a little more. The world around you is deep brown and green, old trees that haven't been seen by human eyes before. All this life is precious and sweet. There are some subtle colors hiding behind the green. Very sometimes you notice a single beam of light managing to find its way through the crown of leaves, a beam of sunlight that highlights a small patch of ground not too far from your feet. And if you look carefully, you might even find some color flower petals. Some are hidden high in the canopy, while others, close to the ground, still share their different hues. There are so many subtle things going on that it's difficult to capture them all in just a few words. As the water droplets continue to fall and the rustling of leaves continues to cover all above you and around you, the flowers, the birds, the creatures hiding, the incredible, strong, tall trees around you rising up, and vines reaching down again, some only able to reach down a little from those impossibly high branches, while others get down at least halfway. The more you look around, the more you notice that the air is hazy, like a velvety mist hanging between the trees that is highlighted by every single beam of light that manages to sneak through the branches. It is a wonderfully calm place, one where you can allow your mind to wander, drift, and drop like the many droplets that fall from the leaves all the way down. The tree closest to you creaks a little. A hard gust of wind has caused the top of it to sway slowly, and the powerful deep creak travels along the tops and the ground around you. It is a powerful feeling, a deep, flowing state around you, and finally, it is time to walk. Each of your footsteps is dampened by the age-old moss beneath your feet. While there is very little space for your feet to walk on bare ground, it is still easy going as most of the vegetation hangs far above you. Down here, it is mostly just moss, tall trees, and a few lost flowers. and while you walk, aiming for the wider patch of light in the distance, you enjoy the rhythm of the drops around you mixing with your footsteps. Each a warm blanket that covers your mind. Those little drops each pulling you down with it. And as you continue to step forward, you slowly reach closer and closer to an opening between the trees. You hadn't even realized how dark it was. Those little beams of light, those golden sunshine threads, were nothing compared to the abundance of light that you were heading towards. The bright sun, blue sky above, reflected in the deep dark waters of the river that weaved its way through the jungle. This rainforest gave way to this strong, stubborn old river that allowed the light of the sky and the sun to reach down and create an almost magical glow. What was muted green before was now vibrant and bright. The edge of the river contained even more vegetation and flowers that rivaled in beauty. There was a boat ready for you. And with some soft footsteps, a bit of shaking, you entered it and allowed yourself to be carried by the stream. The sounds here were different. The dripping further away, and now the sound of water streaming, rippling, flowing. The wind more noticeable as well, as the rustling of the leaves was no longer hidden by others. While you were on the river, the sun began to set. The beautiful orange hues, allowing you to see the change in color and light. As you drifted further and further, deeper and deeper along the river, those rainbow colors along the sky pulled you in even more. The wind slowed down, the birds slowly quieted. And the river ended together with the sunset into a small lake. It was likely the water continued still underground, but for you the journey was sort of over. The boat almost naturally slowed down and rested near the center of this small lake. The sky continued to get darker. Here, on this lake, the trees had time to gather around and grow as much over the lake as they could. You could still see the beautiful starry sky above you, even noticing hints of the Milky Way but your eyes were quickly drawn to different places. Little dots sparkling on and off. Little spheres of light that seemed to hover in the distance. They slowly gathered from between the trees and spread over the surface of the lake. The reflection of stars and those lights in the water made it seem almost as if you were floating on nothingness. Drifting here, you could see the little lights all around you. The comforting warmth, the slightly cooler air of the night, allowing you to embrace the magical, soft lights of this place. The fireflies danced around you. You could almost feel their movement in the air. It was so quiet, so soft. And the more you allowed yourself to be drawn into their magical dance, the more you could appreciate the gentle nothingness around you. As the last light faded from the sky and it became almost entirely dark, even the silhouettes of trees disappeared, blending into the emptiness around you. All that was left was a small patch of sky above you, stars reaching down to light. And a few dots, those many fireflies dancing around you, creating beautiful patterns together with their reflections. A special performance just for you. Slowly, your mind drifted away completely, and your eyes closed even more. Now that the darkness was complete, your thoughts could remain empty and indeed enjoy this beautiful adventure, remembering the details even more than what I've told. Who knows? It might inspire your dreams or anything else that will allow you to feel that comfort and relaxation even after you awaken, that feeling of wonder and magic that is there. So in a moment when I count back up, remember that the words still travel with you. The adventure is part of you, and you can explore it even more. 1, 2, slowly waking. 3, 4, more aware. 5, 6, almost there. 7, 8, almost awake. And 9, 10, wake. And welcome back. I hope you enjoyed the adventure.